Revelation chapter 4. After these things I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. So he's having an insight into what really goes on in heaven. And the first voice that I heard, as if a trumpet, was speaking to me. And it was as one saying, "Come up here, and I'll show you the things which must happen afterwards." So again, you see, this is all a prophecy about the future. Immediately I was in the Spirit, and I beheld a throne set in heaven, and there was one sitting on the throne. And he that sat on it was to look upon like a jasper stone and a sardius, and there was a rainbow round about the throne like an emerald to look upon. And round about the throne were 24 thrones, and upon the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, dressed in white garments. And on their hands were crowns of gold, on their heads were crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings, voices, and thunders, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And in front of the throne there was, as it were, a sea of glass like a crystal, and in the midst of the throne, and round about the throne, four living creatures full of eyes before and behind. The first creature was like a lion, the second like a calf, the third had the face of a man, and the fourth was like a flying eagle. And the four living creatures each had six wings full of eyes round about and within. They have no rest day and night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God the Almighty, who was and who is to come." Well, I think you see here a vision of heaven itself. And although no man can see God, so he doesn't actually see God personally himself, yet you see here a representation of God sitting upon the throne with the angels and the cherubim, that's these living creatures with four faces, all around him. So God is real. God actually exists. We are made in his image. That means that God has a physical existence. He is not a puff of cloud. He's not an idea. He's not some sort of abstract power. He actually exists in a literal, bodily, personal form. Now, we can't go too far beyond that to start saying in too much detail what he looks like, but we are made in his image. So God is, and he is presented as sitting upon a throne. At least we could say he has a location that's called heaven, and Jesus is now with him in heaven. So then when we pray to God, our prayers come right before him. And this is, to me, an amazing idea, that when we pray to God, little me, my little words, are actually there before him, that he knows me, that he who is so great and so far away knows me. And when the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him that sits on the throne, to him that lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sits on the throne and worship him that lives forever and ever, and throw their crowns before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive the glory and the honor and the power, for you did create all things, and for your sake they existed and were created." So this is a picture of this amazing God in heaven who has got all these angels and all power. The angels are full of eyes. They don't rest night or day. So they are fully aware. They're full of eyes. I think that's the idea of a body covered with eyes. And it shows how God is aware, how God knows us, and how, in the end, we are going to be made like the angels, in fact, greater than angels. And likewise, we won't rest day or night. We won't need a sleep. At the end of Revelation, it says that there will be no night in the new city of Jerusalem. There will be no night there, because we're not going to sleep. We're going to be active, serving God day and night. Now, if that's what we look forward to, and we want that to be the case, well, that should be our spirit now, that I want to serve God more than anything else, more than finishing school well, more than getting a great job, more than my career, more than finishing life well, as it were, with lots of money and wealth and so forth. I want to be like him. I want to serve him forever. That is our hope. And if that is what we want to do forever and ever, well, in spirit, then we start doing that now.